Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the tempestuous seas of our dire era, where nature's masterpieces are battered by the relentless storm of climate change, coral reefs stand as besieged citadels of life. Once vibrant tapestries woven from countless organisms, these staggering structures are now but ghostly echoes of their former grandeur, succumbing piece by piece to the seemingly insurmountable forces of environmental neglect. In a realm where dystopian prophecies become the everyday, this final chronicle details the resilience of coral reefs in the face of overwhelming adversity. A resilience that is, dishearteningly, nearing its threshold. It has been a struggle poetic in its tragedy, a struggle that has seen the corals adapt and fight in ways science once deemed fantastical. Yet, as the ocean's chemistry shifts irreversibly, even their wondrous ability for regeneration may not save them from the brink of oblivion. Despite the graveyard silence that looms over the bleached expanses, there are still pockets where the coral's stubborn defiance kindles a flame of life. These reefs are battle-scarred veterans, showing off patches of color amid the pallor, a testament to what once was. Scientists, with a mixture of wonder and sorrow, marvel at their resilience, yet wonder only deepens the tragedy, as these signs of life become more of exceptions than the rule. Caught in a paradox, the coral's current state of existential limbo sends a chilling message. Life prevails, even in the direst circumstances, but such tenacity might simply delay the inevitable. Observations reveal that young corals find it increasingly difficult to settle and mature, their ancient spawning rituals disrupted by warming waters and ocean acidification. Amidst the cacophony of underwater carnage, tales surface of adaptive supercorals, resistant strains that promise a glimmer of hope. It's a seductive narrative, one that whispers of evolution outpacing destruction. But as this chronicle confirms, optimism is a luxury that our environment can scarcely afford. These supercorals are but rare jewels in a vast, desolate crown. Their existence overshadowed by the trend towards desolation. In the ceaseless war with humanity's ecological trespasses, one thing becomes dreadfully clear. The robust yet fragile complexity of coral ecosystems is far closer to a precipice than ever before. It might have been different if the warnings from coral refuges, oceanic Edens with shrouded futures, had been heeded when there was still time. If one thing was certain, it's how every second in this fight against time counted, and many of those seconds have already slipped away. As the reader digests this somber tale, it's indeed a moment for deep reflection. Do we continue documenting the demise, or is there a sliver of chance for mobilization and change? If the former, we resign ourselves to observing the passage of a world that irrevocably fades each day. If the latter, then let this final chronicle not be an epitaph, but an urgent call. An unlikely call, for sure, but one that must be made, for the quiet desperation of the coral is ours as well. It is the world's hushed plea for mercy. The current trajectory is, bleakly, toward a point of no return, a point at which resilience will no longer be possible, and the corals, in all their spectral beauty, will become but relics of a watery world that once thrived. Their fate is intertwined with our own, and as we stand on the brink, the final chronicle of the coral may just etch the last pages of our own story.